Statistics at the height of the global financial crisis in 2011 showed almost half of the entire population of Mexico living in poverty. That's quite a frightening statistic.
Yes, it is, and it's one of the main issues that Caritas is facing in Mexico to work towards the solution for those population living in poverty conditions.
Are we talking about extreme poverty, or can you describe a little bit the situation?
What I've seen mostly, and maybe we will talk more about it, is the situation of migrants. Migrants from Central America that are in transit through Mexico to reach the U.S. So that was really the issues we focused as Caritas Internationalis for the Pope's visit and to visibilize the work Caritas is doing toward those migrants, more than the poverty itself in Mexico, which wasn't the focus we gave.
So tell us something about then the kind of projects that you're doing to support these people, many of whom are coming, as you say, from other Latin American countries.
Yes, mainly from Honduras. Those people are traveling in very dangerous situation. The violence now in Mexico is very deep within all the society, and so those people are very young also. The youngest I've seen was 11 years old, and usually it's between 15, 16 years old up to 25.
Are they traveling with people traffickers, with gangs, or are they trying to make it on their own, most of them?
Most of them are trying on their own. They are traveling by train, which is the easiest way to cross Mexico, but they are facing a different kind of violence. First of all, there is the violence from the gangs. So we're talking about smugglers that ask them for money to be allowed to stay on the train and to cross the country, but also violence, especially against women, rape and all the violence you can imagine. So that's one part of the violence. And now also there are a lot of human trafficking going on in Mexico. And we're talking about 20,000 migrants that disappears everywhere in the country. And mostly they are using migrants to ask for money from their family. So they take the migrants away, they beat him until the migrant gives them the phone number of a family person in the U.S. or in their home country. And if they do not receive the money from the family, then they kill the migrant.
So you're saying 20,000 people may have been murdered by these gangs?
Disappears. We do not know about them anymore yet. That's a statistic we heard while in Mexico.
Is anything being done to try and stamp this out?
It's very difficult. What Caritas is doing in the country is building a shelter for migrants all along the road they're using. So we have more than 50 houses where migrants can arrive, rest, have food, get clothes, get also medical care if it's needed, and also talk to the personnel there about the situation they've lived. And if they wish to, they could also denounce the situation they've passed through to the Human Rights Commission of Mexico.
If they do this, though, presumably their lives continue to be in danger.
Yeah, their lives are in danger all the time, but they could, they can do it anonymously. So that's, I think, very important also to denounce the situation they're going through, to raise the awareness of the general public of the situation they're living.
Are most of these people wanting to find jobs in Mexico, or are they all headed for the United States?
They are mostly headed to the United States. And we have to say that it's also because of the extreme poverty and violence they are living in their country. We're talking about Honduras, Guatemala, Salvador, so which are a country in very deep economic crisis.
But it's extremely difficult not only to get through Mexico, but once they get to the border with the U.S., it's very, very difficult and very dangerous for them again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And both borders, the border in the south of Mexico and the border in the north with the U.S., are the two main dangerous parts in the country. And going through the border with the U.S., without passing through the criminal gang is very dangerous. Dangerous because if the gangs catch you, then you could be killed or kidnapped. And otherwise, because if you don't know the way to go through the frontiers. You can die with thirst in the desert.
Is Caritas working along this border area with the United States or simply along the route, as you say, coming up through Mexico?
No, we have also houses at the border, but it's important to say that the goal of Caritas is not to help those migrants going illegally to the U.S., is to bring shelter, food, support to those people who are in need, in great need.
What kind of programs are you running there? Literally emergency support, or are you trying to provide some kind of longer-term counseling or education?
For the migrants, yes, it's an emergency situation, so first aid they need. But there's also a coordinated work done between the different bishops' conference from Mexico, from the U.S., and also from the countries in the south, Guatemala, Honduras, and other, to try to prevent the causes that brings migrants to go along this dangerous road.
So these would be longer-term development and poverty reduction
yes.
projects. Tell us a bit about that, if you can.
Yes, working through food security, agricultural projects, helping also a women's group, for example, to find incomes activities. There's many projects in the different countries that will help people to stay in their own countries and have the possibility to live with dignity.
Mexico is, of course, one of the most Catholic countries in the world. Does that mean that people are willing to trust and to turn to Caritas more than perhaps any other governmental organization?
I don't know if more than governmental organization, but it is true that the Caritas network, Caritas Mexico network, is very strong. In every diocese, every parish, you have a representation of Caritas with different kind of projects. As I said, economic sustainability, food security projects, also working with migrants, helping them. So yes, the presence of Caritas is very strong in the country, in all Latin America.
You mentioned, though, the problem of violence, drug-related, but also the people trafficking violence. Does this put any kind of strain on the work that you're doing? Have you had cases of people in danger within your own organization there?
Yes, absolutely. The people, the Caritas staff, church staff that are working with migrants are in danger. The houses that are run by Caritas in Mexico often got phone calls by the criminal gang, and some of them need special protection. So, yes, working on those issues, you know, on the front line is a dangerous work to do.
Pope Benedict is likely to address, I imagine, some of these social concerns. What kind of hope can he bring? What kind of message can he bring to support people in these very dramatic and dangerous situations?
I think the only presence of the Pope in the country is already a source of joy for the people and for the staff of Caritas and also the volunteers that are working there. And just seeing that the problem they are facing, the work they are doing, is recognized by the Holy Father will be a great strength for them to continue their great work.
Of course, Pope John Paul, before the current pontiff, visited the country 5 times, and there is still a huge devotion to him, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. You can see all around the country pictures of Pope John Paul in the houses, in the office. And I'm quite sure that the visit of Pope Benedict will produce the same effect.